Dry creek beds. I keep seeing them everywhere. Are they just decoration, or do they actually do something?
Both, honestly. And that's what makes them so good. It's a rock-lined channel that looks like a natural stream bed most of the year. But when it rains, it collects the runoff and carries it safely across your yard instead of pooling on the lawn or running toward the house.
And that works for our climate?
It's almost made for Orange County. We get long, dry stretches and then short, intense winter storms. A dry creek bed manages those bursts, and the rest of the year, it just reads as a clean, water-wise feature. No irrigation at all.
So if someone has a soggy low spot or a downspout dumping right against the house?
That's the classic fix. You shape a channel, grade it to fall away from the house to a safe outlet, and the water follows it instead of sheeting across the yard. On a slope, the rock also keeps the soil from eroding.
What do people get wrong when they try to DIY one?
Two things. They skip the grading, so it ends up purely decorative and the water ignores it. And they use one uniform rock size, which looks fake and washes out. You want fabric underneath, a gravel base, and a mix of river rock and boulders so it looks like nature placed it.
Is it a lot of upkeep?
Barely any. No watering, pull the occasional weed, clear debris after a big storm. Plant the banks with agaves and grasses, and it basically takes care of itself.
Worth calling a pro for?
If drainage is involved, yes. The grading is what makes it actually work, and that's easy to get wrong. We've built them all over Orange County since 1987. Happy to come look at your yard and give you a free estimate.